So we'll now go through the so-called stationary methods. So these are called stationary methods because the iteration equation is the same iteration equation at each iteration, and you do not change the form of iteration. These are also the least satisfactory iteration methods, and the non-stationary iteration methods, of which the best known is the conjugate gradient, that has an iteration where the iteration changes its form at each step. All of these methods, all these iterative methods, are all characterized by having a natural geometrical formulation. And have the natural locality. And the Jacobi is the weakest method. Gauss-Seidel will turn out to be somewhat better than Jacobi. Successive over-relaxation is in principle better than Gauss-Seidel. I believe it is hard, it is now rarely used, because if Gauss-Seidel is not good enough, which is often the case, you would almost always do conjugate gradients. So I think it's really, the advantage of successive over-relaxation is it extremely, it will turn out to be as easy to program as Jacobi. Maybe it's so, it's very easy. The disadvantage is that it's hard to tune and predict what to do. It is not as reliable as conjugate gradient, and you might, as people have written conjugate gradient, you might as well use conjugate gradient. So I think SOR is sort of a thing of the past. I'm not aware of